This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, September 3rd, I'm Jeff Bosser. Coming up, a feature from the Republican National Convention in Minnesota, where attendees are trying to dispel a myth that the party is largely tied to wealthy whites and not minorities. We'll also have a look at your forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Last week's sudden announcement that 11 state parks in Illinois would close has touched a nerve with the park's supporters. A rally over the weekend attracted several hundred supporters of Kickapoo State Park near Danville, and the head of a foundation that helps support Weldon Springs State Park says their members are mobilizing as well. John Baker says the area around Clinton stands to lose more than an attractive refuge if the State Department of Natural Resources closes Weldon Springs November 1st, as announced. He says the closure would also hurt economically, especially for the manager of the park's concession.
There is a restaurant on site that does a very good business, privately owned restaurant on the park property. Of course, the economic impact of, you know, her and that would be devastating to her business. We have a lot of people that come through town that spend money in Clinton and the surrounding area.
Baker says about 100 volunteers help with interpretive projects and other duties, but he says that's not enough to maintain the park or help pay for it. He says they're in touch with local lawmakers. The Blagojevich administration says the parks are being closed to help settle a state budget it says is unbalanced. Improved test scores at Urbana High School have taken some of the pressure off of work on developing a restructuring plan, but the president of the Urbana School Board still hopes they can approve a plan next month. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The sticking point is how the restructuring plan would be monitored for effectiveness. The State Board of Education says this is essential, but some Urbana School Board members object to creating a special administrative post for monitoring, citing the cost. And at last night's school board meeting, some members didn't like an alternative plan to create a monitoring team of current administrators, citing the need for an outside observer. Urbana School Board President Mark Netter says the monitoring team might be used temporarily until a permanent solution is found. He says his concern is that whatever they decide on has the school board's full support.
The people doing this work need more support than a 4-3 vote provides. So what I want to see is a plan and a proposal put in place that we can at least get, hopefully, every board member behind, but a clear majority, not a close majority.
Urbana school board members will discuss the high school restructuring plan some more at their September 16th meeting. In the meantime, the board agrees on other parts of the plan, and Assistant Superintendent Don Owen says those parts are already in the process of being implemented. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Illinois State Senator James Meeks says his boycott of Chicago public schools will continue at least through Friday. Gabriel Spitzer has that story.
Yesterday, kids bused to New Trier High School in Northfield instead of their own schools. Today, Meeks says they'll head to downtown Chicago office buildings and hold classes in their lobbies. He says the business community has been quick to boost high-profile civic improvement projects. Now he wants them to back his cause.
Just as they've gotten behind the Olympics, we're expecting them to get behind better funding for schools so that these kids' future will not be sniffed out by a bullet, by a gun, and by a miseducation.
The students plan to pay visits to major corporations, financial institutions, and government buildings. Meeks says he has expressed permission from only one of the organizations. As of yesterday, not all of them were even aware they were on Meeks's list, but at least one company plans to help teach the kids about business. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Come November, Cook County voters will have a say in whether the state constitution should be amended to allow for the recall of elected officials, including the governor. Supporters of the recall amendment have quietly gotten an advisory referendum on the issue onto Cook County's ballots for the fall. The vote won't bring any official changes, but Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn, a supporter of the amendment, says votes speak a language any politician would understand. The House voted in April for an amendment that would let voters recall the governor and other top officials. Governor Blagojevich's allies in the Senate then blocked it. A Blagojevich spokesman told the Chicago Tribune for a story on its website that the governor supports giving recall power to voters. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is questioning the credentials of Republican vice presidential pick Sarah Palin. Sean Crawford has more.
Durbin admits he's never met Palin and doesn't know a lot about her, but on the question of whether she could step in and lead the nation, Durbin is skeptical. He says Palin's reference to herself as commander-in-chief of the Alaska National Guard fails to translate.
I recognize and acknowledge that each governor has some responsibility over their National Guard and militia, but I don't think it's accurate to draw a parallel between that responsibility, whether it's the governor of Illinois or the governor of Alaska, and the responsibility facing the President of the United States.
As for the revelation Palin's 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, Durbin says the media and his fellow Democrats should leave the issue alone. He says the matter is out of bounds. Durbin was on center stage at the Democratic National Convention last week introducing Barack Obama the night he gave his acceptance speech. He applauds Republicans for canceling most activities the first day of their convention, saying it was the right thing to do in light of the hurricane along the Gulf Coast. I'm Sean Crawford.
The University of Illinois Flash Index detected a slight improvement in Illinois' economy last month, but economist Fred Gertz says it will probably be next year before the economy shows any real growth again. In August, the Flash Index increased by 0.2 to 102.3 from July. Any rating above 100 represents economic growth. Gertz says in the last several months, world markets and a weak dollar helped Illinois businesses increase their exports, but this is about to change.
But some of those things have reversed because the dollar is rising in value, which means our goods aren't quite as attractive as were in the past, and there seems to be a general worldwide economic slowdown now, which means that the demand for U.S. goods are not as strong as they would have been otherwise. So it's helped us in the past. It may not help us as much in the next 6 months or so.
Gertz says Illinois' economy continues to grow very slowly. He says a recession doesn't seem very likely at the moment, but it cannot be ruled out. The University of Illinois is trying to find the person responsible for a hoax email that reached more than 100,000 students, faculty, and staff on the Urbana campus on Monday. The message claimed to be from Chancellor Richard Herman and knocked the Greek system in an effort to discourage students from taking part in rush activities. The U of I quickly denounced the email as a prank. Mike Korn is Director of Security and Privacy for the Office of Campus Information Technologies and Educational Services, or CITES. He says the person sent this email in a fashion that kept university spam filters from catching it, but adds that doesn't mean the sender can't be tracked down.
But anytime it flows through the campus, it leaves some sort of fingerprints in machine logs, system logs. And we take a look at these. We look at a variety of related data sources and see if we can triangulate on the individual who was responsible.
Korn says finding the person responsible could take a while. He says the mass email is definitely a concern, but not at the security level of so-called phishing that seeks out personal information like a person's username or password. Korn also points out that mass emails from administrators will always contain a web link to an archive at the bottom, allowing recipients to verify their legitimacy. He says CITES is also looking at its options for cutting down on the future of such incidents. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bauman. The Republican Party was once the home of African Americans. The great emancipator Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. So was civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Not anymore. These days, most blacks identify themselves as Democrats. Latinos also overwhelmingly align themselves with Democrats. And the GOP has gained the reputation as the party for wealthy whites. Illinois Republicans are taking some steps to reverse this stereotype and reach out to minorities. But even they acknowledge it's not enough. From the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Amanda Vinicky reports.
Gabriella Wyatt wasn't always politically involved. In the beginning, she was just helping her husband's campaign for a local office in Kane County.
My job was to knock on the Hispanic houses.
Wyatt says she was surprised about the reaction she got when she told the Hispanic households her husband was a Republican.
They say, okay, no, they didn't even want to hear anything.
Wyatt says she began to press further and ask why they were Democrats. Most of the time, she says, they didn't know the answer. It was an eye-opening experience.
I learned so much that they had the responsibility to start getting involved, making sure that Hispanics knew the values of the party.
Now Gabriella Wyatt's chair of the Illinois Hispanics for McCain Coalition. It's one method Republican leaders are using to pursue Latino voters. But even those involved in that effort say Republicans could and should be doing more.
My name is Gloria Campos, and I am from Southern Illinois.
Campos, who's originally from Nicaragua, is the state chair of the Republican National Assembly. She says politicians should realize the Hispanic vote is up for grabs.
With the Hispanics, let me tell you, that there is a large number that it has been registered as a Democrat because they have been misled telling them. And I say they have been misled telling them that they're Democrats. It's the party for the people, for the poor people. And that is just a stigma. Okay, that is a myth.
Campos says she's a Republican because her cultural values are closer aligned with conservatives.
I believe in lower taxes. I believe in a traditional marriage, traditional family value. I'm very traditional. My family is first. I believe in the right to life.
She suspects that if they knew more about the GOP, other Hispanics would feel the same way. But as Campos admits, she's one of only a handful, literally, of Hispanics from Illinois at the Republican National Convention. And there are even fewer blacks. According to the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, this week's GOP convention will have the fewest African-American delegates in 40 years. The think tank says there are only 36 black delegates out of more than 2,000. The center lists nearly 50 black Illinois delegates to the Democratic convention, but there are no black Republican delegates from the state.
I'm a minority within a minority.
That's Antoine Members. He's at the convention this week trying to drum up support for his campaign. Members is a 29-year-old Cook County corrections officer who lives on the south side of Chicago. He decided on his own to run for Congress against an incumbent African-American Democrat, Bobby Rush. It's a seat he has little to no chance of winning, but he's running because he says the conservative values he believes in, like limited government, would help the black community.
Why not use the party to protest against the Democratic Party and say, you know what, I'm going Republican. Because you know what, my child's not getting the education they need. My sons and daughters are constantly getting incarcerated for no apparent reason. When there's no jobs.
Member says this week he's met many Republicans willing to help with his campaign, but not everyone. He says some Illinois party leaders treat him like a nuisance. And he says the state party has lent minimal support, financial or otherwise. At the same time, Republican leaders say they want to make inroads with the black and Latino communities, as well as with women and youth, if for no other reason than because it will be necessary for the party's survival. Former Governor Jim Edgar.
This is a nation of minorities. There's no one group that dominates anymore, and we're going to have to appeal to more than just us white, Protestants.
Co-chair of John McCain's campaign in Illinois, State Representative Jim Durkin of Western Springs, says the campaign has made efforts. When McCain was last in Illinois, he had a 20-minute free lunch with some minorities. It was an attempt to reach untraditional Republican voters. Durkin says McCain will return to Illinois September 8th, and a similar lunch is in planning stages. But he says efforts need to be stepped up.
The fact is, if we talk to these people, and we can identify with them a lot of issues, and we just don't ask them for their vote. That's the problem. We don't ask them for their vote. We don't give them a reason why they should vote for us.
When asked why not, Durkin said he didn't know. House Republican leader Tom Cross may hit on part of the reason.
And we believe that we need to reach out more. But I think it's just difficult. I think it's I don't want to say it's uncomfortable territory, but it's different territory for us when we're maybe going into Hispanic community, African American community. It's because we have different backgrounds and different lifestyles.
Cross points out he tried to get a Republican Latino elected to the Illinois House in the last election, but the candidate lost. Cross and other Republicans say they will do more to open up their party to minorities. They say they want to, but they also acknowledge they must. From the Republican National Convention in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the forecast for the region today, intervals of clouds and hazy sunshine, a chance of some showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, primarily during the afternoon, the high 81 today. Cloudy skies tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms, the low 63. Cloudy skies tomorrow with periods of rain and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall possible during the afternoon, the high 74. Cloudy skies tomorrow night with rain and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall possible during the evening hours, the low around 60. Cloudy skies Friday, chance of some lingering showers early, then becoming partly sunny during the afternoon, the high 75. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 3rd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.